The push for better sexual harassment policies comes on the heels of a Texas Tribune investigation that details several anonymous female staffers' accounts of unwanted sexual advances and cases of groping by male lawmakers at the Capitol. The article led to Representative Linda Koop, a Dallas-area Republican, sending a letter to Governor Greg Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, and House Speaker Joe Strauss asking that they develop an entirely new sexual harassment protocol to protect Capitol employees. Now, Representative Ina Menjadas, a San Antonio Democrat, is recruiting all female House lawmakers to pressure state leadership to take action.
I wanted to reach out to her and sent out a letter to her today indicating my interest to work with her and believing that I think the women of the Texas House would all want to join together on this particular issue.
Menjadas says during her time at the Capitol, she's had staff complain to her about male lawmakers making inappropriate sexual comments to them on the House floor.
I know when I got elected, some people had advised me to be prepared for behavior like that. So it's well known, and it seemed it became normal. We became desensitized to it, right?
She and Representative Koop are asking state leaders to improve reporting practices and updated protocols that include mandatory sexual harassment training for all Capitol staff. In a tweet, Governor Abbott said that any form of sexual harassment at the Capitol is unacceptable and that he would work on remedies to end the practice. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.